Welcome. My name is Judd Kinsley. I'm an associate chair in the Department of History. I want to welcome everybody to the History Club. The History Club, for those who don't know, meets one to two times per semester. And the idea of the History Club is essentially to showcase the work of our colleagues in the Department of History, which is why we have my colleague, Professor Emily Colaci, here this evening. And if you're not on our mailing list, I hope that you know, we'll come away from this deciding that you want to be, and so please sign up outside. I'm happy, we talked about this a little bit at the beginning, but I'm happy that to report that today we'll be partnering with PBS Wisconsin University Place. This broadcast will be taped and ultimately broadcast on PBS University Place in the coming months. So I want to take just a brief moment to introduce my colleague, Professor Emily Colaci, and I'm really pleased that she is joining us here today. She's a professor of African history. Her first book, Street Archives and City Life, Popular Intellectuals in Post-Colonial Tanzania, was published by Duke University Press in 2017. Since that book, she's gone in a slightly different direction. And her second book, which she'll be talking about today, is titled Wages for Housework, the story of a movement, an idea, and a promise. And this was published by Penguin Press in 2025. This book and Professor Colaci have been featured widely in The Atlantic, The Guardian, The New Republic, and various kind of media outlets. And she'll be talking about this book in her presentation today. So without any further ado, I'll turn things over